This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Lucas Hudson. The City of Columbia is examining its use of fluoride in the municipal water supply after a citizen raised questions about the long-standing practice. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that City Council member Barbara Hoppe asked city officials to submit a report to council based on a presentation by Columbia resident Amy Bremer at the November 19th council meeting. The Centers for Disease Control says that nearly three-quarters of Americans who use community water systems drink fluoridated water. The substance has been added to municipal systems since the 1940s to promote dental health. Opponents say it has harmful effects, especially in infants. A researcher is testing a geothermal heating system at a mid-Missouri turkey farm, and the new system could help trim utility costs. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that an engineering professor at the University of Missouri is trying out the system, which uses the soil to regulate the temperature of water flowing through buried pipes. The water then transfers the warmth from the ground into the barn. The researcher believes it is the first use of a geothermal heating system at a commercial livestock farm. The design being tested in Missouri buried pipes horizontally instead of vertically, as in a traditional geothermal unit, and that made it cheaper to install because it does not require digging as deeply. The University of Missouri, Kansas City, is pulling the plug on a Kansas City charter school called the Derrick Thomas Academy. In Missouri, charter schools are required to have sponsors, generally universities. Sponsors are tasked with monitoring the progress of the charter schools. If sponsors aren't satisfied, they can decide not to renew a school's charter, and that's what UMKC did this past week. The Derrick Thomas Academy is named after a famed Chiefs player who died in 2000. It serves about 950 pre-kindergartners through ninth-grade students. But UMKC Charter School Center Director Phyllis Chase says the 10-year-old school continues to struggle with governance, organizational, and academic performance challenges. It's been placed on academic probation 3 times in 4 years. UMKC plans to ensure students complete this school year without interruption. Former St. Louis Cardinals manager Tony La Russa heads to Columbia this week to sign copies of his memoir at the University of Missouri bookstore. The event takes place tomorrow, starting at 4:30 p.m. The 3-time World Series winner's memoir is titled One Last Strike, 50 Years in Baseball, 10 and a Half Games Back, and One Final Championship Season. That subtitle is a reference to the Cardinals' surprising 2011 championship after an otherwise middling regular season. La Russa is Major League Baseball's third winningest manager of all time, behind only Connie Mack and John McGraw. He also won World Series titles with the Oakland A's in 1989 and St. Louis in 2006. The campus bookstore is in the MU Student Center on the corner of Hitt Street and Rollins Road.
It's becoming harder to track how money is being spent to catch the ears of Missouri lawmakers. They increasingly reimburse lobbyists for freebies. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that reimbursing lobbyists keeps lawmakers' names off lobbyists' monthly expense reports. The reimbursements became controversial when campaign funds are used to pay back lobbyists. That's because state law says campaign contributions shall not be converted to any personal use. Legislators who defend using campaign funds to reimburse lobbyists say attending dinners and ball games is part of the job. They say legislation is part of the discussion. But critics say the practice of spending campaign contributions on private outings with lobbyists skirt the edge of what the law allows. Recently, lobbyist expense reports have been used against candidates in elections. Columbia Public School libraries are working hard to bring 21st century skills to Columbia youth. They hope to do so with an increase in iPads and other mobile technology in school media centers. KBIA's India Everett visited Columbia's Alpha Hart Lewis Elementary to learn more.
The Columbia Public School System has been adding a growing emphasis on technology over the past few years. There are now 29 professional specialists placed in schools to encourage the students and teachers to use technology effectively. Computer literacy is a focus even in the elementary schools, and the specialists hope that iPads and other mobile tools will aid the learning processes throughout the district. Fifth graders at Alpha Hart Lewis Elementary have recently had the opportunity to take digital videos and pictures. Erica Finch is the media specialist at Alpha Hart Lewis. She says the students of all ages are enjoying the increase in technology available at school.
Students can read books online with my OnReader. They really seem to enjoy it. Every time they come to the computer lab, they ask if they can do it. So they really enjoy getting to have traditional things in a different presented a different way.
Finch says the media specialists also emphasize internet safety and cyberbullying precautions as part of the expanding curriculum. India Everett, KBIA News.
The Kansas City Art Institute has taken a Southern California couple to court over an unfulfilled $5 million pledge. Larry and Christina Dodge say they're facing hard times and can no longer honor the commitment. The Kansas City Star reports that they still owe $4 million. Based on the pledge, a $7 million building was constructed on the Kansas City campus, and the Dodges' names are prominent on it. The Art Institute pursued them in the California Superior Court of Orange County, winning a judgment, but it's not clear when or if it will ever see the rest of the money. Christina Dodge calls the organization ruthless. She and her husband say they even struggle to pay for childcare for their 2-year-old triplets. For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Edson.